It's girl time in Joni Griffin's kitchen, so it means we're talking about guys.
I went to Spain, and what else would a woman go across the ocean for but a man?
Joni lives in Everglades City. Today, she and her daughter, Terry Rementeria, have assembled secret ingredients to compete in a guava coconut cake contest later in the afternoon.
Is there a traditional guava cake in Everglades?
No. Everybody does their own little thing.
Basic cake is flour, sugar, you know, the usual things. But the talent comes in after you start creating something.
Both ladies own landmark restaurants. At Joni's Blue Crab, you can sit under an umbrella, eat frog legs, and cook corn, while a 12-foot alligator suns himself just 30 yards away. Terry's Camellia Street Grill is open only during stone crab season.
It's very eclectic, like Mom's. Homemade. We do everything from scratch. Everything's fresh. Nothing is imported.
There are more restaurants in this tiny town than there are stores, schools, gas stations, hospitals, or libraries combined. So when the ladies need to shop for ingredients, they go to Naples or Miami. For their guava coconut cake, fresh guava is a must.
They're out in the islands and the locals know where they are, but I don't have a boat anymore, so there's no way I can get anything like that. So I usually use the guava paste.
In Florida, wild guava is an invasive species because it grows quickly and forms thickets that overtakes hammocks and pinelands. But cultivated guava, that's a different story. And the state, 90% comes from Miami-Dade County.
You couldn't get me back to the big city. You'd have to use dynamite. But Terry got lucky and found some.
We went to Naples, went to the big city. Good old Walmart.
The ladies added a slew of flavors, from almond and lemon extract to coconut and all different forms of
guava
fresh guava.
Down, guava in chunks, guava mixed with sour cream and cream cheese.
Let's chop it up small.
I'm putting the cream cheese and sour cream and guava mixture in the center.
But that was only after Terry added a concoction from a secret bottle to liquefy the glaze. It was an old family recipe she wouldn't divulge.
That'll just moisten it up and...
Next, we went to the cake contest. There were 9 contestants. Debbie Dahlwacker won first place last year.
I looked through several different recipes and just put a twist of my own on it.
What's your twist?
Pardon?
What's your twist?
Let's let them judge it first.
The judges, 3 local ladies, tasted 9 cakes. All the desserts had varying degrees of guava flavor, but something about Joni's and Terry's cake stood out.
It's good. It's got a light taste of guava, and the cake is really good.
I'm trying to think of how much guava's in it. I'm trying to taste in between.
Pretty soon, the winners were rounded up and handed the ribbons. And guess who won first place?
Oh my gosh!
The winners took home $100. The ladies say they will try to duplicate the cake for their restaurant, but...
Southern cooks don't really go by recipes.
Terry says the only thing that will stay the same is she'll keep using very cold utensils.
Even Julia Child would say that too, because I love Julia Child.
I'm Patricia Sagastume in Everglades City.